This is an MUT Radio podcast. You're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Slindile Ngobese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. A resuscitative feedback workshop hosted by the University of Mpumalanga, the MUT brand stood tall among the top universities of South Africa. MUT, which is newly registered with SASF, contributed 6% of the research projects during the SASF Goes Digital Conference. Senior Director at Malcolm's, Ms. Mbali Mkize, says that she is thankful to all her colleagues for this humongous support. She added that it was not easy to deliver on such a huge mandate in less than 2 months, but everyone rose to the occasion and participated. She further stated that those who attended a session organized by Professor Nokutula Sibiya should approach her office for assistance with the art of grantsmanship. In other news, Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has amended the fees for South African passports and travel documents in consultation with Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana. And this is the first price adjustment since 2011. The fee for adult passport increases to 600 and that of a maxi passport to 1,200. Motsoaledi says the changes were informed by the outcome of a benchmarking exercise with other countries where South African tariffs were up to 3 times lower. The minister elaborates.
Even with these increases, our passport is still substantially cheaper than in most countries. We would also like to remind travelers that there is nothing called an emergency passport. What is usually referred to as an emergency passport is actually an emergency travel document specifically for South Africans who are stranded in other countries. It simply allows them to come home, and when they arrive here, it ceases to exist.
And finally, an agreement between Emirates and the South African Tourism Council has seen a significant increase in flights into and out of South Africa. Demand is at an all-time high, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic. And this agreement is just what the country's struggling tourism sector needs. Emirates Airlines and South Africa Airways have signed a memorandum of understanding that will see Emirates flights coming into and out of the country. The airline is also introducing new services between major domestic airports with 3 daily flights to and from Johannesburg as of next year. This agreement will also see Emirates promoting South Africa as its partner and encouraging tourism, particularly heading into the peak travel season.
Signed a memorandum of understanding with Emirates. South Africa welcomed that because we were out in Dubai at that particular time at the travel market. And, you know, the kind of enthusiasm that we got from South Africans indicated that we were on the right track.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.